Anyway, Marty, let me turn it back to you because I got a feeling these guys do want to talk to each other. KA7GKNK0BUD.
And yeah, we have a number of folks on this frequency that are running your antennas and they're all pleased with it. And in some cases, the bidirectional is the game winner. We went ahead and replaced our electrical panel. So we have a new meter, a new 200 amp service, full house surge protection, and so on and so forth. And the city did bless it. So I'm really pleased about that. Larry, over to you. W3OZ and the gang. K7GKN.
Good afternoon, Mr. Harold there. glad to hear you're recovering from all the disaster back there. And I remember seeing all the pictures of your that you sent. And oh my God, I'm glad you're doing okay. Sound good out here? Did you ever recover your good microphone, or did you have to buy a new one?
No. It's I'm gonna have to grab it back from the guy. There's a couple of places in New York that I think will repair it, but I'm on a ribbon mic, Larry. I'm on a ribbon mic right now. It's a Apex 210, which I'm transmitting on, and it seems to be doing a pretty good job.
It seems factory made. They showed the manufacturer of an AEA ribbon mic, similar to the R44 RCA old vintage one. And they showed the meticulous handiwork in making the ribbon. And I think, is it W9AD or is it WA6DKN? I don't know which David is, but one of those guys rebuilds ribbon mics. Rich, Dick, WDA, because I think the ribbon has deteriorated. And he may need to get it rebuilt, but he's running a Marshall ribbon mic that was under $100 or something. And it's just amazing, and they seem to be becoming more and more popular. The only thing that concerns me is the directional. You know, this microphone is a very tight cardioid, and most of the ribbon mics are figure eights, I believe.